We continue to give thanks to God, the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, for all that they do in our lives, as they continue to deliver us from those who oppress us, those who look down on us, not realizing that God has made a difference in our lives. So let's go through God's love as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. God's love is something we hear about every day. But many of us believe that God's love is the same as the world's love. We believe that love we seek is the same as the love that the Lord gives us. We believe the way we define love is the same way God defines love. While it's true we were born in God's image, what is not true is the way we love is the same way God loves. So it seems only appropriate before we review the teaching about God's love that we first define the word love, both from a world's perspective as well as God's perspective. See, the dictionary defined love as a profound, tender passion and affection for another person, a feeling of warm personal attachment and deep affection as a parent or a child or a friend. Having sexual passion or desires towards a person who, where love is felt in them, a beloved person or sweetheart. See, we spend our lives seeking the right person in order to experience love. And sometimes we find someone who looks and sounds like they are that right person. Then things change. The love we started out with started us split away, it starts to fade away, and many things cause the love to change from a person we admire to someone we dislike. While this definition sounds like something we all would like to give and receive, this type of love can never sustain us as life challenges come our way. See, God defines love a lot differently. So let's look at how God defines love. And though it has the same intent to produce close, loving, and caring relationships, God defines love very differently. And we want to build loving relationship using God's definition of love and not the world's way of love so it can last. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-8. See, the world's love does not teach us to be patient. It does not teach us to trust, protect, and persevere. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-8 says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. See, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Do you and I hear the difference between the world's kind of love and God's love? It's totally different. We need to study God's word to ensure we know and practice God's love. We don't want to get it to where just making some personal changes in our lives, thinking we can experience love that way. We have to take God's love into our heart and overcome the things of this world. A key difference in God's love versus the world's love is how others perceive us. See, God says if we belong to the world, then the world will love us because we are of the world. And if we don't belong to the world, then the world will hate us because we are of Christ, and the world first hated Christ Jesus. See, the world's kind of love teaches us to love money, to be in relationships based on what they have. But we who are Christ knows the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, so we can't build relationships based on money. See, people who want to get rich fall into temptation, into a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that leads to destruction. But we be in relationship based on love of money or the love of God. Which, how are you seeing relationships today? See, it's very important. We're trying to find somebody to express love with. But see, if our definition of love is based on the world's kind of love, how in the world are we going to find a love we need to last forever? See, the world teaches us to love religion because it allows us to define our own understanding of God and who he is. But worldly religion is not acceptable by God. God says religion, God accepts that which is pure and faultless, which looks after orphans and widows and keeps oneself from being polluted by the world. So it's important we have the love of God and not the love of the world in our heart. We're trying to find somebody to love, but we got the wrong kind of love in us. We know friendship with the world is hatred toward God. We know anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. We can't love what the world has to offer. We can't love as the world loves. How are we going to build godly families? How are you and I going to walk in the light of Christ Jesus? See, God says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the cravings of a sinful person, the lust of their eyes, the boasting of what they have and do, does not come from the Father, but from the world. And it's that love of the world that we preach every day on Sunday. See, it's that love of the world that you and I tell someone that that's how you follow Christ Jesus. But it's the love of God we need to be teaching people. It perseveres. It never gets angry. It's not selfish. It's not greedy. It's the love of God you and I need to be preaching and teaching somebody so they can get away from the love of this world. See, the world kind of love can only get us to a certain point. It drops us off at the corner, leaving us alone and wondering, sick, frustrated, hurt, and angry. See, the world kind of love is a selfish kind of love. See, the world's kind of love leads to divorce and separations of family. See, the world kind of love trains us to love ourselves and money more than God and others. See, the world kind of love teaches us to love material things more than our children, more than God. We can't think that we can love like the world and serve God. We need the love of God so the Lord holds nothing against us. We don't want to fall from the height in which God has called us. We need to always repent, always love, so the Lord does not remove us from the place among God's people. We all have experienced the world kind of love. We was brought up in it. See, many of us have been hurt by the world's kind of love. We know what it looks like. It comes like it's God's love, but what it produces hurts, and it produces suffering, it produces separation, it produces failure. It masquerades as God's love, but it's like a wolf in sheep clothing. That is not the love of God. Yes, you felt the passion of that person. Yes, you had a connection with the person, but you got to understand that what you seek is connected to the world. It seeks money, it seeks selfishness, it seeks greed, it seeks materialistic things. That's not the love of God. The love of God comes from our heart. We care for other people. We have a deep yearning for them to know God and the love of God in their lives. See, God's love is found in his truth. If we have God's love in us, it will be hard for us to hurt somebody else. See, God's love should stop us from telling and receiving lies and accepting false religious teachings. See, God's love is demonstrated through Christ Jesus. The Lord is the cornerstone where salvation is given and love is expressed. See, love comes through Christ and is founded in the Father. It is taught by God's word and confirmed by his Spirit. God's love is a long-suffering love. Any suffering we experience while demonstrating God's love will be repaid in a way that does not even compare to the suffering we experience when we show God's love to others. See, God's love is founded in his knowledge and wisdom. And though we have things like the internet, we still can't obtain perfect knowledge that leads us to true love. See, worldly love teaches us how to fail, how to try things on our own. See, but God's love is based on his knowledge and wisdom, and it's always protects it. It always covers it. It always loves. God's love is fearless. See, life brings us a lot of challenges every day. We worry about our job and our health and our marriage and our relationships, our children, our family, and the condition of this world. And Christ teaches us to be faithful because God's love covers up a multitude of sin. It never fails. See, God loves, accepts us as we are. It does not require for us to change our circumstances and situation to obtain it. Nor does it require us to change others or who we are to receive it. It does not require us to live up to any other person's expectations. See, God's love is unconditional. God's love is free. It's without cost. God's love is powerful. When God's love dwells in our heart, we become rooted and established in the Lord. We come to know how wide and how long is the love of God and his power to save us. See, God's love is founded in forgiveness. We must look into our hearts and truly forgive. We have to allow God's love to develop the forgiveness in us. It's just not a matter of getting away from a person or not being hateful towards someone. God's love teaches us to truly forgive and love someone else. See, God's love never forsakes it. It never remains angry. It never holds a grudge. It never misleads. It never looks down on someone. It's always forgiving. And it's important we learn to trust in God's love. So through God's love, we receive salvation and mercy toward each other. See, God's love covers up sin. See, we're tempted every day, but thank God through his son Christ Jesus and his word, we're able to overcome sin by having God's love living and working on the inside. God's love expressed through relationships. And we need God's love in us so we can develop a personal relationship with the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus and with others that can last. So we can walk in love and talk in love and work in love and have love as the foundation of our soul. How great is the love of the Father that he lavishes love upon us through Christ Jesus so we can be called children of God. This is who we are, for we have the love of God in us. Scripture tells us and makes it clear to us. Anyone who does not love does not know God because he is love. And this is how we know who the children of God is. This is love that, not that we love God, but he showed us love through his son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go with me to 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. God's love only comes from God. It's only received through Christ Jesus. It is maintained by the Spirit. 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And this is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world so we may live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for us, for our sins. What an awesome God we have. How awesome is the love of God that you and I should want the love of God in our hearts every day of our lives. We should be expressing the love of God in our hearts every day into our lives, to our children, to our neighbors, those who come against us, those who try to oppress us, those who try to hold us down. We express love to them. Because God said love covers up and it perseveres. We must let nothing stand in our way of walking in God's love. Each one of us has to take the responsibility of expressing God's love to every person, every day, in every situation. See, love that works comes from knowing that all things work together for the good of those who love God and according to his purpose. When we have God's love working on the inside of us, our whole body will be held together in love. Our faith will grow in love. God's love will build us up and we'll demonstrate God's love to everyone. For us to walk in God's love, we have to be clear-minded and self-controlled and prayerful. Loving each other deeply, because love covers up a multitude of sins. Expressing love through grace and mercy. This is the way you and I walk in the love of God. This is the way we hold on to God's love, to walk in God's love. We have to obey God's commandments. So God's love is truly made complete in us. We have to come to know God's love by following his commandments and living by his truth. See, if you and I want to walk in God's love, it would show that we have been passed over from death to life because we love our brothers and sisters. And anyone who does not love their brothers and sisters don't have God's love in them. Go with me to 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. God's love produces change in us. See, when God loves, is at work, man, we're able to endure things because we know the love of God is in us. We have hope. We don't get discouraged. We don't get depressed. We don't walk around because the love of God lifts us up. We have faith because we believe and we have the love of God in our hearts. God is love. And for you and I to be a child of God, we have to become love ourselves. 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 says, we know that we are passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. And anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. To walk in God's love, it means so much to those who love God. And we have material possessions. We see a person in need. We share. We show them love. We don't walk on the other side of the street. We don't turn our back. We don't tell them to get a job. See, we actually express love by sharing what we have because God has been a blessing to us. And we need to be a blessing to somebody else. We don't love just in words. We show we love through our actions and faith. Ooh, Lord, help us today. World's kind of love has this ability to trick us into thinking that someone loves us. It says all the right words. It does all the right things. But when something bad happens, the world kind of love fails. That's when we feel the pain of the world kind of love in our hearts and in our bodies. See, when we find ourselves in tears, we try to depend on the world's kind of love. And when life added pressure to us, it breaks. God loves remains the same. It always works. It never fails. It can handle the pressure. It can endure the suffering. It can overcome all things. See, God's love never fails. It endures. It perseveres. You and I need to have the love of God in us. This is what God has offered us. He said, I am love. And if you want part of me, then you need to be loved too. We know we walk in God's love because we follow God's word. We know God's love is in us because God's commandments are not burdensome to us. See, it taught us to forgive. It taught us how to endure. See, thank you for the love of God. It taught us how to overcome. Love is so powerful. If you and I can wrap our minds around the love of God, it is so powerful. Man, when somebody else is trying to do you wrong, you show them love and see how powerful it is. God's kind of love. You see how God's kind of love worked through a situation, a bad situation. Man, God's love is powerful. You and I learn to walk in it and express God's love in our hearts. It's powerful. I'm telling you, it's powerful. Forgiving somebody who don't want to be forgiven, that is love of God. Walking in God's love can only occur if we change our lives and be in line with the pattern shown to us by Christ Jesus. We're commanded by God to walk in his love. So let us spend our time seeking God's love, applying God's love to our heart, enduring and understanding what God loves really means. What does it mean to demonstrate God's love? See, we got to get away from the world's kind of love because the world kind of love says, don't you turn the other cheek. You fight for what you get. But God's love says, endure it. And watch God work in your life. Praise God. The love of God is nothing like that we've learned from this world. It covers up sin. It forgives. It is grace and mercy, and God's love is so awesome. It's so powerful. Oh, I wish I could. Oh, if I could only get you to understand how great God's love is. Your life would be changed by it. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus showed us how to walk in God's love. He suffered. He endured the shame. He was raised up. He sits to the right hand of God. With the love of God works out everything. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, teach us how to love. Help us to understand God's kind of love. We need the love of God in our heart. Help us, Lord. This world has taught us a selfish kind of love. The kind of love that hurts others and causes destruction. Your love, Lord, is an everlasting love. It never fails. It never goes away. It never gets old. It endures. It encompasses. It's embracing. It changes the heart. Oh, how great is the love of God. If you and I can embrace it, it's full of grace and mercy and kindness and peace. The love of God, nothing can compare to the love of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us even though we don't deserve it. You look down on us, Lord, with your love, and you granted us favors. God's love, oh my God, there is nothing that can compare to it. Let us be covered in the love of God all the days of our lives. You'll be better off. You'll be more confident. You won't be stressed out. You won't be angry. You won't be upset. The love of God will just be working through all your situations and your whole life. It never fails. See, the love of God never gives up. It perseveres. No matter what the life changes come our way, the love of God overcomes it all. Lord, help us. Lord, help me, Lord. Ooh, I need the love of God, Lord. Help me, Lord, on my job. I need to walk with the love of God on my job. See, help me, Lord, and even our marriages. We need the love of God working in our marriage. Lord, help us with our children. We need the love of God working in our families, in our homes. God, help us, Lord, in our neighborhoods, in our community. You know that neighbor. The love of God needs to be demonstrated to this person so they can understand the love of God overcomes everything. We have the love of God in us, and life won't be so hard on us, see, because we have the love of God. We know God's love overcomes it. It covers up. It never fails. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for expressing God's love to us, that we may come to know it for ourselves and walk in it and demonstrate it. And through us demonstrating God's love, somebody else can come to know God. Thank you, God. Let your love cover us. Let it be in our hearts and our minds and our spirit. Let it be under our feet and on our hands and in our eyes and in our ears. Let your love be every place about us, in us, through and through, God. Cover us. Teach us your love, God. We walk in it, God, and to give us peace and joy and happiness. We'll be content in the things that we have because we have the love of God. Awesome. Awesome is the love of God. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.